Hello everyone, welcome to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. Today, we are heading into the 21st episode of the podcast. So before that, let us begin with an amazing quote. The real difficulty is to overcome how you think about yourself. We all have imperfections and every time we end up comparing ourselves with others. Well, it doesn't work that way, isn't it? Because we are unique and no two persons can be the same. The real power and confidence are the ability to accept that we are enough and that we are beautiful, which requires no further validation or approval from others. The relationship we have with ourselves sets the path to every other relationship we have. So, stop underestimating ourselves and be proud of who we are, rather not ashamed of how the world perceives us. The world has different perceptions about us, like we can be a cool person for some, terrible for another, skinny for some, and fat for others. The world has always an opinion about us, but it's we who got to start building our lives. As we all know, time humbles every person, and we got to give ourselves the time to heal, respond, and learn. That's how we are programmed. On that note, we begin our 21st episode of the podcast with an amazing composition of Muthuswami Dikshidhar, Ramachandraya Namaste in Raga Todi, set to Mishra Chaputala, which is a Tala of 7 beats. The composition is on Lord Rama, who is the 7th avatar of Lord Narayana and also considered as a supreme being. Ramachandra was born to King Dasharatha and Chief Queen Kaushalya in Ayodhya. He was named Rama by sage Vasishtha, as he describes that the name Rama consists of two Bija Aksharas, namely Amrita Bija and Agni Bija. Chanting the name Rama gives strength to mind, body and soul. Lord Rama was born on the 9th day of Chaitra month, which is celebrated as Ramanavami. This year, it falls on the 21st of April. According to the Balakanda section of the Ramayana, Rama had three brothers, namely Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna, and Rama being the elder one. Lord Rama is generally referred to as Gunashilan, meaning the man of virtues. He is portrayed as a polite and virtuous person who helps others. He is well educated and a scholar in Vedas and martial arts. Tulasidasa describes Lord Rama as milder and an introvert in his work named Ramacharitamanas. The Rama Rakshastotra is a series of hymns in praise of Lord Rama, generally used as a prayer seeking protection from him. The shlokas are written by the sage Buddha Kaushika. It is said that Lord Shiva came in the dreams of the sage and recited all 38 stanzas to him. It is also believed that one who recites the stotram will be protected by Lord Rama against all evils and gives us the knowledge to understand the penultimate truth. Even in this stotram, Buddha Kaushika describes the features of Rama so beautifully in one stanza. I would like to recite this one.
Taruno rupa sampanno Sukumaro mahabalo Pundarika vishalaksho Chira Krishna jinambaro Ramam durvadalashyamam Padmakshan pitavasasam Stuvanti nama bhidhivyai Nate samsarino naragam.
These two stanzas describe the features of Rama, who is of dark complexion, like that of the grass which is green, whose eyes are broad and are like that of a lotus, looks handsome with his yellow color dress. He is the lord of Manmatha, who is clever, pious and self-controlled. Sage Valmiki mentions that Hanuman has beautifully described Rama as a well-built person of a dark complexion who is charming and has long arms where his middle finger of his hands reaches beyond his knees. In the Sundarakandam section of the Ramayana, when Hanuman went to Lanka in search of Sita, who was kidnapped by the demon Ravana, he described the Lord to convince and prove to Sita that he was indeed Rama's messenger. The 35th Sarga of the Sundarakandam describes Rama in all forms. I would like to recite few stanzas from the Sarga.
Rama Kamala Patraksha Sarva Bhuta Manokaraha Rupa Dakshinya Sampanna Prasuto Janakatmaje Tejasa Aditya Sankasha Kshamaya Prithvi Samaya Brihaspati Samo Buddhya Yashasa Vasavopamaka.
The stanzas begin with Hanuman describing Rama to Sita, stating that Rama has eyes like that of lotus. He is the most handsome one who captures the heart of all the living beings. He is virtuous, who always helps the needy. His nimbleness is well known to the world, which he acquired by birth. His grandeur is like the sun, his sufferance is like the earth, while his intelligence is like Brihaspati, who is the guru of the devatas, and his fame is like that of Indra. Coming to the raga, Todi is classical and considered to be a heavy raga in Carnatic music. It is the 8th Melakarta of the 72 Melakarta scale, which forms the second raga in the Chakra Netra, which is the second chakra. Because of this, Todi is also called Netra Shri. According to the Dikshita school of music, Todi is called Jana Todi, and this is a Sampurna raga having all the 7 swaras. The scale is
Sare ga ma pada ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
The placement of the swaram is Shatcham, Shuddha Rishabham, Sadharana Gandharam, Shuddha Madhyamam, Panchamam, Shuddha Dhaivatam and Kaishiki Nishadam. Let's explore the Kriti.
Ramachandraya Namah. ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಐ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಐ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನಾಯ ವರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಐ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನಾಯ ವರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಐ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನಾಯ ವರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಐ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ಸಾಮಗಾನಲೋಲಾಯ ಸಾಧು ಜನಾದಿ ಪಾಲಾಯ ಸಾಮಗಾನಲೋಲಾಯ ಸಾಧು ಜನಾದಿ ಪಾಲಾಯ ಸಾಮಗಾನಲೋ ಸಾಧು ಜನಾದಿ ಪಾಲಾಯ ಕೋಮಲತರ ಗುರು ಗುಹನುದಾಯ ಕೋಟಿ ಮಾರ ಲಾವಣ್ಯಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾಮಗಾನಲೋಲಾಯ ಸಾಧು ಜನಾದಿ ಪಾಲಾಯ ಕೋಮಲತರ ಗುರು ಗುಹನುದಾಯ ಕೋಟಿ ಮಾರ ಲಾವಣ್ಯಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನಾಯ ವರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ದಶರಥ ರಾಜಕುಮಾರಾಯ ದಶರಥ ರಾಜಕುಮಾರಾಯ ದಂಡಕಾರಣ್ಯ ವಿಹಾರಾಯ ದಶರಥ ರಾಜಕುಮಾರಾಯ ದಂಡಕಾರಣ್ಯ ವಿಹಾರಾಯ ಕೌಶಿಕ ಕೃತ ಮಕರ ಕ್ಷಕಾಯ ಕನಕಮಣಿ ಮಾಲಾಧರಾಯ ಕೌಶಿಕ ಕೃತ ಮಕರ ಕ್ಷಕಾಯ ಕನಕಮಣಿ ಮಾಲಾಧರಾಯ ದಶಗ್ರೀವ ಪ್ರಾಣಕರಾಯ ದಶಗ್ರೀವ ಪ್ರಾಣಕರಾಯ ದಾಸ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಪಾಲಕಾಯ ದಶಗ್ರೀವ ಪ್ರಾಣಕರಾಯ ದಾಸ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಪಾಲಕಾಯ ಕುಶಲವ ಸೀತಾ ಸಮೇತಾಯ ಕಪಿ ವೃದಾದಿ ಮನೋಹರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ஷக்ரீவ பிராணகராய தாச விபீஷண பாலகாய குஷலவ சீதா சமேதாய கவிபிருதாதி மனோகராய ராமச்சுத்ராய நமஸ்தே ராஜீவலோசனாய வராய ராமச்சுந்திராய நமஸ்தே நமஸ்தே.
Let's explore the meaning of the composition. Pallavi, Ramachandraya Namaste, Rajiva Lochanaya Varaya. Meaning, I salute and worship Lord Rama, who has eyes like that of the lotus, and he is the most renowned one. Anupallavi, Samagana Lolaya, Sadhu Jana Adi Palaya, கோமளதர குருகுஹ நுதாய கோட்டிமார லாவண்யாய. மீனிங், லார்ட் ராமா, ஹூ டிசைட்ஸ் டு லிசன் டு தி ரெசிடேஷன் ஆஃப் சாமவேத, இஸ் த வர்ச்சுவஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ஆல்வேஸ் ஹெல்ப்ஸ் த நீடி. ஹீ ஹூ இஸ் வர்ஷிப்ட் அண்ட் அட்மைர்ட் பை குருகுஹா இஸ் த மோஸ்ட் ஹேண்ட்ஸம் ஒன் லைக் அ க்ரோர் மன்மதாஸ். சரணம், தசரத ராஜ குமாராய தண்டகாரண்ய விஹாராய கௌஷிக கிருத மக ரக்ஷகாய கனகமணி மாலாதராய. மீனிங், லார்ட் ராமா, ஹூ இஸ் த சன் ஆஃப் கிங் தசரதா, ஸ்போர்ட்ஸ் இன் த ஃபாரஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தண்டகா. ஹீ ப்ரொடெக்டட் த சாக்ரிஃபைஸ் பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் பை விஸ்வாமித்ர அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் பிஜுவல்ட் வித் கோல்ட் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ் ஸ்டட்டட் வித் ப்ரெஷியஸ் ஜெம்ஸ். தஷ கிரீவ பிராணஹராய தாச விபீஷண பாலகாய குஷலவ சீதா சமேதாய கபி பிருந்தாதி மனோஹராய. மீனிங், லார்ட் ராமா, ஹூ வன் த பேட்டில் அகெயின்ஸ்ட் த டென் ஹெட்டட் ராவண அண்ட் ப்ரொடெக்டட் விபீஷண ஹூ இஸ் இஸ் சர்வெண்ட் இஸ் அக்கம்பனிட் பை சீதா ஹூ இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் காடஸ் மகாலக்ஷ்மி அண்ட் ராமா captivates the heart of the monkey's army. Such a beautiful composition, isn't it? This kriti forms a part of the fourth vibhakti, and it is said that Muthuswami Dikshidhar had composed around 21 kritis on Lord Rama. As we have many sages who had written hymns in praise of Lord Rama, we cannot miss the Arvas who have written a lot of hymns on the deity in Tamil. Kulashekara Arvar had written a beautiful lullaby addressing Lord Rama. Kulashekara Arvar was a prince of the Chera dynasty who is also called Mudaliyandan Nambi. He travelled from place to place and sang in praise of Lord Mahavishnu. This lullaby is addressed to Lord Rama of Tirukannapuram temple, which is one among the 108 Divya Desams. Since Lord Rama has been our topic today, it's time that he needs to sleep, right? We'll request Lord Rama to sleep, who is the eminent son of Kaushalya and who won the battle with Ravana and added glory to his parents. So, I would like to present the lullaby written by Kulashekara Arvar.
Man pugal kosalaitan mani vairvai tavane man pugal kosalaitan மணி வயிறுவாய் தவனே தென்னிலங்கை கோன் மூடிகள் சிந்து வித்தாய் செம்பொன்சே மண் புகழ் கோசலைத்தங் மணி வயிறுவாய் தவனே தென்னிலங்கை கோன் மூடிகள் சிந்து கண்ணி நன்மா மாதல் புடை சூழ் கணபுரத்தன் கருமணியே கண்ணி நன்மா மாதல் புடை சூழ் கணபுரத்தன் கருமணியே என்னுடைய இன்னமுதே ராகவனே தாலேலோ கண்ணி நன்மா மாதில் புடை சூழ் கணபுரத கருமணியே என்னுடைய இன்னமுதே ராகவனே தாலேலோ குங்குமல்லி கருங்குழலாள் கோசலைத்தங் குலமதலாள் குங்குமல்லி கருங்குழலாள் கோசலைத்தங் குலமதலாள் தங்கு பெறும் புகழ் ஜனக்கு திருமருகாதாள் சரதே கங்கையிலும் தீர்த்தமலே கணபுரத்தின் கருமணியே கங்கையிலும் தீர்த்தமலே கணபுரத்தின் கருமணியே என்னுடைய நமுதே ராகவனே தாலேலோ கங்கையிலும் தீர்த்தமலே கணபுரத்தின் கருமணியே என்னுடைய இன்னமுதே ராகவனே தாலேலோ.
With such an amazing lullaby, I guess Lord Rama would have been asleep by now. So, we come to the end of the 21st episode. Stay tuned to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. This is Jay Shree signing off. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, take care.